Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, you were just appointed to chair the House Human Rights Commission. Can you tell us about this group and what you will be doing?
Yes, I'm going to serve as the Republican co-chair of the bipartisan Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. The commission is named for a former member of Congress who survived the Holocaust and was a champion for human rights during his time of service. I've served on the commission since its founding in 2008, and before that, when it was just the Human Rights Caucus. I've worked with the Democratic co-chair of the commission, Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, for many years on a variety of human rights issues. And we're looking forward to sharing leadership of the commission this Congress. I've always had a heart for people suffering under repressive regimes. Some of you may know that I spent some of my youth in the Philippines after World War II as the son of a missionary. Many of my friends had suffered through the trauma of the Japanese occupation in the war. Throughout my career in Congress, I've looked for ways the United States can stand up for people who are being persecuted because of their faith or race or because of their stand for democracy. The Commission's mission is to make human rights a priority in Congress and bring attention to those suffering under governments who trample on individual rights. You know, Democrats and Republicans disagree on a lot of things, but we all love our country, and we believe that all men and women deserve the same hard-won freedoms that we enjoy. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness isn't just a right for Americans. It's a God-given right to all people around the world.
The House once again passed a bill to repeal Obamacare. Why are you acting to do this again?
Well, first of all, we have dozens of new members in Congress, and they requested an opportunity to show their opposition to the law through a vote. Secondly, the law continues to be a failure on so many fronts. It has not brought down the cost of health care. In fact, it has driven up premiums and deductibles for millions of Americans. Also, for all the billions of dollars the government has spent, only a handful of Americans are now getting private insurance. Most of the expansion of coverage is the result of dropping more people into the failing Medicaid program, where it can be difficult to even find a doctor who can see you. The law was advertised as being fully paid for, but that was a charade. The administration has continually found ways to depress the revenue brought in by backing up deadlines, and at the same time, they've increased spending to do things like fix the broken website. You know, one of the ways the president wanted to pay for Obamacare was to have the government take over all student loans. But instead of bringing more money into the Treasury, that program cost American taxpayers $22 billion last year alone. The law is costing more, providing less benefit, causing more chaos in the insurance market than advertised. We can certainly do better than that, and the bill we passed directs the relevant committees to work on replacement legislation. There are lots of good ideas out there. We just need to package them together and show a path forward out of Obamacare.
The House passed the bill to defund the president's amnesty and fund the Department of Homeland Security a few weeks ago. What is going on with that bill?
Well, the U.S. Senate is trying to debate that bill, but Democrats keep refusing to let the bill move forward. After years of blaming Republicans for being the party of no, Senate Democrats simply won't even discuss the House Homeland Security bill. So far, there have been three votes. There are plenty of moderate Democrats who claim that they were upset about the president's unilateral immigration orders. But instead of standing up to the administration, they're providing cover to the president. They should let the bill move forward, offer amendments. If they don't like the House bill, in the debate on the Keystone XL pipeline bill, they were able to offer and get votes on dozens of amendments. Apparently, they don't want to debate on a level playing field when it comes to immigration.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes. James Kellen, a student at Manheim High School, just won a scholarship from H&R Block for his financial skills. The Budget Challenge is a program that helps students learn personal finance, and compete against other classrooms and students. Participants take part in real-world personal budgeting situations, problem-solving, and decision-making through a computer simulation. James was one of the top 60 students among around 200,000 who participated. So congratulations, James.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.